Joining us in the studio today, we have Coach Curtis Condi from USU Eastern. Coach, it's a pleasure to get you in and finally get to put a name with a face and get to talk sports with you. I appreciate you stopping by today.
No, thanks, Jordan. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So first things first, before we dive into your background, you and I have had a terrific conversation about Southern Cal sports. I think we're getting along great, Coach.
I agree. Great. It is. It's good. It's nice to have another Dodger fan. It's nice to have another Laker fan. So I'm all in.
Yeah,
I'm all in.
That's great. That's
great. We can disagree on, you know, who plays in November in football in college
yeah.
football in LA.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's okay. I can live with that. I'll just, you know, I became a SC fan on November 26th or November 22nd, 1974, when the Trojans were down 24-6 at half, and Anthony Davis run the touchdown back, and then 55-24 yeah. USC, so, yeah. You know,
fortunately, I wasn't alive when that happened,
yeah.
but I hear the horror stories from my father pretty regularly about Anthony Davis and how Notre Dame had absolutely dominated the first half and SC rolled through. And you know what? I know as we get closer to the end of November, if Notre Dame's unbeaten going into the Coliseum, I don't care what USC's record looks like. I don't care that there's a freshman quarterback. I don't care if Clay Helton's job's on the line. That's a scary game.
Oh, I know, and I'll be smiling ear to ear.
Well, Coach, let's talk about your role at USU Eastern. Now, I know you also have not only just a role with the men's basketball team, but also in the athletics department, right, as an assistant athletic director.
Correct. You know, and with that, I'm grateful that Greg Dart was able to find something to bring me on and to be here. We love being here in Price. We're kind of a split family right now, with my daughter still being a senior in high school at her high school and my wife working there. And then my son's here. My youngest son is here attending Carbon High School. So we're trying to make that work, but we're so happy to be here in Price. It's a great community with great people. And, you know, I just fill in wherever they, you know, they need. I think one of the things they wanted was fresh perspective from somebody that's been out and about. And, so if they have questions about things, you know, and what do I think and where can things improve? I think that's kind of what they were thinking.
Well, let's talk about your background. Most recently, Wasatch Academy, correct?
Correct. So, yeah, so people that know Milan Cerlik that played for the last 2 years here for the Eagles, Milan played for me, and that wasn't hard when we had to look for a junior college. I made one phone call to Vando and got that done. I think the recruitment took a total of 5 minutes.
Good stuff. And yeah. We enjoyed Milan for 2 years. He's definitely, he was an asset to the community, a great kid, and someone that we're absolutely going to miss. But with your involvement now with the men's basketball program, and we talked to Coach Vando and Coach Jones about this already, having a second assistant on the bench, boy, that pays dividends. I mean, I think it's one of the aspects that gets overlooked. I mean, we go up against Salt Lake, we go up against CSI, they got three or four coaches on the bench. We've had one assistant for Coach Vando over the last 5 years, basically. You bring yet another fresh perspective and another voice on the bench, and that definitely will it's going to pay dividends moving forward.
Well, I hope so. I mean, it just bring another set of eyes, and you know, it's strange, but now I'm the old guy on the staff. I've hit that part of my career. I'm the old guy, you know, but and I'm totally fine with that. You know, and whatever coach wants me to do, I'm going to do. And you know, the biggest thing he asked was not to be a yes man, and that's not my style anyway. I'm going to tell you exactly what I think, and you know, we've got a great group of young men that people need to come out and watch and see. And they play extremely hard. And we're, you know, we've got a lot of new guys and we're trying to get them to understand, you know, what they need to do. But this is going to be a fun team to watch. We may not win every night, but it's definitely going to be entertaining and fun to watch.
Coach, when you talk about the grand scheme of USU Eastern Athletics, and I don't want to stray too far from the men's basketball program, but what is your overall assessment as you step into this position and you take a look at where the athletic program is today?
You know, I think that this is an athletic department that's trending upwards, you know, where the league has changed from when I was in the league the first time. And, you know, now with the involvement of Utah State University, with the school, you know, there's an identity thing, and we need to create our own identity and create our own identity across the, you know, the state. You know, that's basically known as, you know, as people know us as the team in Price, but we've got to, you know, build our brand. I guess that's the new term you would say, throughout the Wasatch Front. You know, we were just in Los Angeles recruiting this past weekend for next year. And, you know, that's a base where I have some strong holds. And so Coach Vando and myself were down there last weekend and, So we're looking, you know, to expanding our, you know, our roles as educators and trying to bring other student athletes in from all over.
Let's talk about the basketball program. You mentioned a great group of young men, and I say this all the time here on the show, and I can't stress it enough. The level of competition that we play against in the Scenic West Athletic Conference is top-notch. I mean, it may be the best conference throughout the entire country, and it's in our own backyard here in Price. So as you invite people to come out and watch these you know, these student-athletes, these great young men, you're going to see top-level competition, and that's important to stress.
Oh, exactly. Over the last 10 years, 9 of those national championship games, someone from our conference has played in it.
It's not a fluke.
And four of those were won by our league. So you can make an argument that we play in the toughest conference in the country. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see top-level athletes playing every night that will go on to major universities. And you'll be able to say, hey, I saw him come and play in Price.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, in the basketball season, it is here. I know the first home games are coming up November 9th and 10th. That'll be the first opportunity for people here in the local area to get to watch the Eagles play at the BDAC. And, Coach, I know you and I will be having plenty more conversations over the next couple of months. I really appreciate you taking out the time to come by the studio, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Jordan.